Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today, or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello and welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. I'm Manu Feti, Stefan Bienkowski. We're recording this a little bit earlier than usual because Stefan is off on a holiday on Thursday. I have to say, much deserved. It's been we've been putting him through the ringer over at Transfermarkt. So yeah, he's going off on a well-deserved holiday. Sky, I'm hearing, Stefan, which sounds just lovely.
Yeah, off to see the parents-in-law with my wife, and then a little trip into the Scottish Highlands to get lost for a week. So, a nice little break before the chaos of the end of the season and the summer European Championships, which will be even more chaotic. So it feels like the only time I could take a break. Yeah. Thanks to Leverkusen for wrapping up the season before I had to go away, so I had nothing to worry about.
I was just going to say you couldn't have timed this any better, because we obviously have the Champions League games this week, which are busy, right? And then we had also had to still worry about Leverkusen winning the title. They did that for you last weekend, so nothing to worry here. So you couldn't have timed this any better. This is like the perfect time to go.
Well, let's hope the weather agrees.
Yeah, okay, well, there's that. There's things like actually having to worry about good weather during your holiday. But yeah, next week is going to be really strange because I don't think there's any games midweek.
Mm. I know, it's exactly the right time to go, I suppose, for that, because
yeah.
They all do catch up with you week after week. It's obviously fun and, you know, people love watching football, but when you have to work around them, it can get pretty relentless. So,
yeah.
It's going to be fun.
That's why I love the international break. People hate it. I love it. It's when I go on holiday. Anyways, we have a match day to discuss. And then, of course, for the listeners, Stefan is going to be gone, but that's okay because I have no idea yet who I'm going to bring on, but we have lots of other voices on the podcast now. So it's going to be either Matt Ford, Sepp, or someone else maybe stepping in to fill the void. We'll be pretty much on our regular schedule next week. So have no fear. Stefan will be missed, but we'll be able to make do without him. But Stefan, match day 30th, we have a Bundesliga winner. That Bundesliga winner is not Bayern Munich. It's Leverkusen. Title decided at a really early stage, much earlier than I think most people thought. That doesn't mean there isn't anything to play for anymore. And in fact, this first game that we're kicking off with, the Friday fixture, Frankfurt against Augsburg, that is still a game that has something going for it. Although it increasingly looks like we're going to have extra Bundesliga spots for European football in the Bundesliga. You have to see how the dominoes fall there. But as it is right now, 6th against 7 for that Conference League spot. Stefan, Augsburg against Frankfurt, your match of the week. Take us away.
Yeah, I think this game kind of speaks for itself for anyone who's been keeping an eye on the Bundesliga over the last kind of couple of weeks. I stuck out a stat, which now that I think about it, I should have had this prepared before we came on air, but following the weekend's football, really looking at Augsburg and how well they've done, and you know, obviously all the attention was based around Leverkusen and obviously them winning the title, and we've talked about the Champions League and things like that as well. But it's also worth bearing in mind that since Jess Torup took over at Augsburg, they've been the 6th best team in the Bundesliga, and you know, that kind of obviously slots in quite nicely with the fact that sixth place is exactly what they're gunning for right now, and they're obviously going to a Frankfurt side who haven't exactly been fantastic recently. They're on a four-game winless run. And, you know, we've talked about Frankfurt recently. We did a show on them not too long ago on how they are kind of hitting a bit of a... They've hit a malaise, really, or a plateau with their form. But I suspect they might kind of raise their game a little bit here. I think Frankfurt will appreciate that this is a real kind of, you know, six-pointer, I suppose. We obviously use that term almost exclusively for the bottom of the table. But in this kind of race for that kind of sixth place is between Frankfurt, Freiburg and Augsburg, and maybe Hoffenheim can kind of squeeze in there. I'm not quite so sure, but yeah, it's going to be a fascinating game. I don't think I can actually separate either team, just because Augsburg have been so good recently. So I've actually gone for a 2-2 draw to kick things off.
Yeah, I almost went for a draw here too. I do think though that the Waldstadion is a extra man on big occasions like this. You know, it's kind of... Frankfurt is a weird one because there's been so much noise about how this has been not a very good season and it's been disappointing and all that kind of stuff. But in the Bundesliga, this has been one of the best seasons yet for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, so much gets overshadowed by the fact that Glasner took them to the DFB Pokal final last year, right? And they won the Europa League the year before. But they weren't actually that great in the league. So this has been a really kind of weirdly consistent performance by Dino Tappmüller. And yet it's kind of, because I guess they don't have those long European nights that, and these Pokal fights and all that kind of stuff that fuels this really emotional fan base. It's kind of, they've been kind of boring and normal, but actually kind of sneakily good. And I have a suspicion here that they're going to cement their place, the sixth place here at home. If this was in Augsburg, I think Augsburg would win this game. But because it is in Frankfurt, I actually kind of have slightly Frankfurt etching this one. And I went for a 2-1 win here.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it is, it's kind of fun that the Bundesliga starts off with that match day. Because, you know, there's going to be all sorts of things happening along the table. Whether it is the European places or further down with the relegation zone, right? And that gets us to the next game, and that's Wolfsburg against Bochum. And Wolfsburg, and the results last week means that Wolfsburg are now firmly in that relegation battle, right? Just 2 points to Mainz. They're playing Bochum. Bochum, I think, made a mistake firing Letch. I think that's something that's going to... backfire for them. The gap to Mainz just 1 point now. Wolfsburg looked not great last week. I kind of predicted it wouldn't because, you know, what happened with Marcel Schäfer and his decision to leave the club and head to Leipzig instead and all that sort of stuff. But I think they're going to rebound here, Stefan. I have them beat Bochum 2-0.
Yeah, see... I found it really hard to kind of separate these two teams, to be honest with you. I thought Wolfsburg's performance last weekend maybe is a fair reflection of, you know, obviously how they're doing, because, you know, Leipzig are obviously a very good team, but the defeat to Gladbach the week before really kind of makes me worry a little bit. And as you said, you know, the fact that, you know, people high up the club are basically jumping ship is never a great sign. Especially so soon after appointing the head coach, it really kind of gives the impression that Wolfsburg are just absolute mayhem right now. But they face an opponent who are arguably, you know, just as tricky to play against or just as chaotic off the pitch as well. So I was tempted to go for a Wolfsburg win here, but then I thought that draw that Bochum did manage to kind of claw in against Heidenheim made me think that maybe they might have their tails up a little bit. So I've gone for another draw in this game, and I've gone for a 1-1 draw, which ultimately doesn't really suit either team.
No, it doesn't. These teams need wins to separate themselves from the bottom of the table, as do the next two teams. Although, it's really just one: Köln against Darmstadt. What are we thinking here, Stefan?
No, I'm not trying to suggest that I'm being a doubter on the football this weekend, but I've actually gone for yet another draw here. So my first three games are a draw. I promise I haven't just gone for... I'm not sitting on the fence for every game, but yeah, Cologne and Darmstadt, just two teams that just do not really, you know, intrigue me a huge amount, or not a huge amount of kind of... I'm not getting anything from either team, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, I know Cologne maybe are probably do go into this game as slight favourites. The last home game, obviously, they picked up a 2-1 win against Bochum. They'd be hoping to do something similar, but I don't know. I just every time I feel like I can put some faith in Cologne, they kind of let me down, to be honest with you. So I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw here. But yeah, it is a game that Cologne absolutely should win.
Yes, that's what I decided to go for. I went for a narrow 2-1 Köln win. Stefan, I'll be honest with you. If your prediction is right, I think that's Köln done.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm looking at how all my predictions line up in the table. I haven't obviously said them all yet, but it's looking pretty grim for them at the bottom of the table here. Yeah. If that's how it plays out.
It seems like it's a race for 16th between a bunch of clubs and the bottom two. I mean, even if Köln win this, it's still going to be quite difficult for them, I think. But yeah, we'll see. I think there's going to be a few twists and turns left in the relegation battle, hopefully until the final match day, because that kind of drama is always fun. All right, up next, Hoffenheim against Gladbach. I struggle to separate these two. And of course, Gladbach are not quite out of the woods yet here. Neither are Hoffenheim. If you're just looking at the table, Hoffenheim should be pretty safe now. But Gladbach definitely not out of the woods yet. But, you know, that performance last week by Hoffenheim against Mainz, I thought was terrifying. If I'm Pellegrino Matarazzo, I'd be really worried. They got absolutely spanked by Mainz, right? And I just don't... It seems like a team that's already kind of in cruise control mode here for the rest of the year, and I don't see much in this Gladbach team either, so I went for a boring 1-1 draw here.
So I'm actually going to stick my neck out here and say that I think Gladbach are going to win this game. Hoffenheim, as you kind of said, have been anything but impressive at home this season. They actually have the third worst record at home in the entire division. Only Cologne and Darmstadt picked up fewer points at home, and I don't know, I just thought there was something about Gladbach's performance last weekend against Dortmund. Admittedly, Dortmund got a man down, and that took, it was only then the Gladbach kind of showed a bit of fight, but, you know, they put in quite a lot of chances over the course of the game, and their record on the road's actually been quite decent recently. They've picked up points against decent Mainz and decent Heidenheim sides, and then they beat Wolfsburg 3-1 as well, so I suspect that Hoffenheim are here for the taking, and if Gladbach can pick up 3 points here, I think it'd be a really, really big win for them. So yeah, I'm going to stick my neck out, and I'm going to go for a 2-1 win for Gladbach.
That would probably be enough for safety. You know, not mathematically, but that would put them in a place where they can probably start planning for next year's Bundesliga season. All right. One team that we all thought was going to go down and can most certainly plan for next season's Bundesliga campaign is Heidenheim. They're hosting Leipzig. Leipzig still needs every single win they can get to secure fourth place, which we currently think is needed for Champions League football, although we don't know. Much will depend on the Champions League and Europa League results and so on and so forth to see if the Bundesliga get that fifth place. But right now, let's assume they need fourth. Stefan, are they going to get the 3 points to get it?
This is Heidenheim.
Who?
No, I don't think so.
This.
I just kind of feel like, you know, Leipzig kind of seem to have their stuff together right now. 4 wins from the last 5 games. Very convincing win over Wolfsburg. Prior to that, very convincing win over Freiburg. It just kind of feels like, you know, Leipzig are just on one of those runs they go on. You know, it feels like either feast or famine with Leipzig in this Marco Rosa team. They go like 9 or 10 games without dropping points, and then they have like 4 or 5 games where they do drop points, and as things currently stand, it feels like, you know, they're in one of those good rich veins of form. So I think it'd be a really tight match, but I've gone for a 2-1 win for Mark Rose's side.
I was tempted to give this to Heidenheim, but I think this Leipzig have too much quality, although it is crazy. The Heidenheim have collected 16 out of the last 18 possible points at home, which is very impressive. But I just think that this Leipzig team is under a lot of pressure, and I think that they played really well and were in a similar situation last week, right? Thoroughly dispatching the Autostädter Wolfsburg, and I think they're going to win this game too. I went for a similar result than yours, a little bit higher, 3-1. I guess we're both in concurrence here. All right, that gets us to the Topspiel, another team that needs points to get out of the relegation battle. Stefan, you're not going to like what I'm going to say now. I think Union Berlin are going to go to Munich, and I think they're going to win. I think they're going to win 2-1.
They might go to Munich, but Munich are going to them, so...
Oh, sorry. Are they hosting Munich? Yes.
If they go to Munich, they won't pick up anything.
No, that's true. Completely, yeah. I don't know why I switched that around. It definitely says Union Berlin versus Bayern Munich on my piece of paper right here. Ignore that part.
Do you know what you did there? You do what they do in American sports where they say...
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
They'd say... they have it like back to front, don't they? Because they would say Bayern at Union Berlin or something like that.
Exactly. It would be Union Berlin at Bayern, which means obviously the other way around. No, that's not what's going on here. It's Union Berlin at home. It's one capital against another. And I think the capital of Germany is going to win against the capital of Munich 2-1. Simple... I don't think Bayern are going to give much, won't care much about this game. And we've seen them being kind of sleepwalking through the Bundesliga lately. Union Berlin need to win. It's at home. It's a big occasion for them. All that kind of stuff. And I don't think it matters whether Bayern will have beaten Arsenal or gone out against Arsenal. I don't think that result will have any bearings on this, because Champions League results had no bearings on Bayern Munich thus far, and vice versa. So I just think Union Berlin are going to take this, Stefan. And that will be, of course, a big result for them, and will mean nothing for Bayern.
Yeah. Do you know, I've kind of gone for a different one here, just because I suspect that... Now, we're recording this before the Bayern-Arsenal game, so this will be extremely dated when people listen to this on Friday, but I suspect that Bayern will win that game. And if they go on and win it, I think they'll be quite buoyed to go into the weekend game and play really well. I know they're missing quite a lot of players. Gnabry's out, Coleman's out, but...
But shouldn't you rest everyone if you go through?
Well, I don't know when the semi-finals are, but I think they're a way bit off, so I don't think it's... They've got time. And, you know, Bayern do have something to play for, in the sense that they've got Stuttgart breathing down their neck, so... I just don't think Bayern will take the foot off the gas completely. And the other thing that kind of, I think, plays against Union Berlin is that they have been in good form, but recently they have kind of come undone against good teams. You know, they obviously lost to Leverkusen at home. Prior to that, they lost to Dortmund at home at the start of March. And then before that, they also dropped points to Heidenheim. So, yeah, they're picking up points against teams at the bottom of the table, your Bremens, your Wolfsburgs and stuff, but when good teams do come to Berlin, they seem to still pick up points. So I don't know why, but I just feel like a very confident Bayern team will show up there and do the job.
Yeah. I mean, I echo your feelings about the Bayern-Arsenal game. We'll have to see if you're both right, but I do think they will win that too. And then, you know, on to the semifinals. All right. This could all get very dated. but as I said, I don't actually think that the Champions League games will have any bearings on this, because we haven't seen any evidence that the Champions League games had impacted either this team or the other German team that's still in it very much. So yeah, we'll see. All right, up next is Werder Bremen against Stuttgart. Now, Stefan, if I'm right, then Stuttgart might go past Bayern Munich here. What do we think?
Yeah, I've actually gone for a 2-0 win here for Stuttgart. I wasn't particularly impressed with Bremen last weekend. The only contingent of Werder Bremen that seemed interested in showing up at the Bay Arena last weekend was their fans, who tried to spoil the party with the blue, or the green rather, smoke bombs. It's a lot more than the players did, that's for sure. And, you know, we're looking at a Bremen side here who, over the course of the last 5 games, have picked up just 1 point. Over the course of the last 10 games, they've picked up just 2 wins. They are completely and utterly in free fall right now. And I don't think they're going to turn that around when Stuttgart comes down. So, yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win.
Yeah, I went for a 3-0 win. That first half performance by Stuttgart against Frankfurt on Saturday last week was probably the best 45 minutes I've seen a team play this season in the Bundesliga. It was perfect. And that just tells me that the Stuttgart side is just full of confidence at the moment. The second half, they kind of went into cruise control mode, right? Saw the match out. And that's fair enough. It's very impressive what they have put together. And this result, depending on which prediction you go with, will either catapult them past Bayern Munich in second place where they should be, or be able to keep pace with Bayern Munich. You know, even on points, they have a worse goal differential at the moment, right? So, yeah. And it's very well deserved. This is the, in my opinion, and I stand by it, the second best team in German football at the moment. You know, this season, over the entire course of the season, they were the only team that caused significant problems to Leverkusen twice. And that, I think, is something that needs to be applauded to. I'm really looking forward to seeing Stuttgart host Bayern Munich. That will be the final for second place, Stefan, at the brand new, newly renovated MHP Arena, I guess it's called now, Neckarparkstadion, to use the old term for it. And I think that's going to be a fantastic occasion. So, yeah, really looking forward to that. And I think they're setting this up nicely to be actually some sort of final, which would be interesting. All right, that gets us to the later Sunday fixture. That's Dortmund against Leverkusen. Two teams that were busy in Europe. One team that's been busy partying, pouring Kölsch on each other. You know, I almost said Weissbier here. That's just out of habit. it was Kölsch. So yeah, Leverkusen's first Bundesliga game since being crowned Bundesliga champions. I listened to a really interesting podcast by the Süddeutsche Zeitung before we went on here, and they talked to their Leverkusen correspondent. I think it's Christoph Knehr. I apologize if I get that wrong, but Christoph Knehr, and he was saying that he doesn't think that Leverkusen are going to stop winning or was going to start losing now that they're on party mode. A, they have the Europa League to still worry about. They won that first leg 2-0 against West Ham. Again, we're recording this before the West Ham second leg, but we assume they will go through. And so Alonso will have to keep the level quite high. We have to remember Dortmund did cost Leverkusen some issues in the first leg. Remember that was a game that they did drop points, and I don't think Leverkusen are going to lose here, Stefan, but I do think they are dropping points. Dortmund are going to be desperate. Dortmund are going to be working hard. I'm not sure how many players are going to be fit after this game against Atletico, where they had to go above and beyond to dispatch a very pesky Atletico Madrid side. And of course, as is often the case with Dortmund, they made it unnecessarily difficult for themselves. I have this down as a 2-2 draw.
So I've gone for a Leverkusen win here. I completely agree with you in what the correspondent from Leverkusen said. It's just not in Xabi Alonso's nature as a coach. It's not in this team's nature as a team to kind of take the foot off the gas. Assuming everything goes well against West Ham on Thursday, which I assume it will, there's still a lot of football to be played. So I think any idea of complacency kind of creeping in would be something that Alonso is desperate to avoid. So I don't think we're going to see Leverkusen show up in party mode. And I just suspect that even despite that result against Atletico Madrid, which we did a whole show on, I should say, we did a reaction show to the Dortmund game, and we also have one for the Bayern game as well, which should be in people's feeds by the time this comes out. I suspect that despite what was a really impressive performance from Bayern, they were still really leaky in defence. And if Atletico Madrid had better players, had better forwards, I suspect it might be a different game, really. Leverkusen do have better players. They have better attacking players than Atletico Madrid. They're far more energetic than Atletico Madrid. And unlike Atletico Madrid, Leverkusen will not let Dortmund keep the ball and dictate how the game goes. So I think Dortmund will have a very spirited performance, but I think they'll probably come up against a Leverkusen team that are much better than Atletico Madrid. So yeah, I've gone for, I think it should be a good game, a tight game. I've gone for a 2-1 win for Leverkusen.
So Leverkusen can still get the record for the most points in a single season. Highest number of points in a season, 91. Leverkusen need 12 more to equal that, which they can, and then they need one extra point to break it, which, you know, obviously this draw would probably be it, and then they win the last four. But, you know, having that record of, so Bayern has it in 2012-2013, that's a treble year, they managed 91 points. Leverkusen are currently on 79. So yes, Leverkusen could break the record for being champions with the highest amount of points in a single Bundesliga campaign. No one in the Bundesliga history has ever been undefeated. They can still do that too. And there is no doubt in my mind that the squad and the head coach wants to do that, Stefan. I mean, there's no doubt. I just think, you know, that there is a chance. You're putting the doubt in my mind now about my prediction. But, you know, if there is a team that can maybe take points off them from here on, it'll be this Dortmund team. I don't think anyone thinking that Leverkusen are going to party for the next 5 weeks doesn't understand how Javi Alonso works as a head coach. I think that he's going to stamp that out very quickly. And you know what? Having experienced the squad and also having experienced the celebrations, yeah, they had fun and all that sort of stuff, but didn't strike me as a bunch of players that were finished yet with what's going on. And I think Simon Rolf has today said we still have a job to do. Not good news for Dortmund. Dortmund better win the Champions League, Stefan. They want to play in it next year. They better win the bloody thing. And just like that, we got an X rating. Anyways, that gets us to our last match. Freiburg against Mainz. What are we thinking here?
So I unfortunately think Freiburg are going to spoil the party for Mainz, who have obviously been in a fantastic run of form. Over the course of the last 10 games, they've picked up 15 points, which is just one fewer than Bayern Munich. A sentence that used to mean a lot more a couple of seasons ago doesn't mean so much now, but, you know, still the seventh best team in the league, and, you know, a club that are furiously and desperately clawing themselves out of the relegation race, at least trying to anyway. But I do suspect that Freiburg will kind of take this one for two reasons, really. Freiburg just continue to have a really impressive record against teams in the bottom half of the table. They continue to come undone, when they play big teams. Obviously, the Leipzig result is perhaps the most obvious one, but when it comes to teams in the bottom half of the table, Freiburg seem to know how to get stuff done. And just as importantly, just about all of Mainz's points in the last 10 games have actually come from home games. And actually, if you kind of look at their away form, it's still really poor. They've only picked up 1 point in the last 5 away games. So Mainz more or less relying entirely on that home form to kind of try and pull themselves at the relegation spot. And I suspect a trip to Freiburg probably won't do it for them.
Yeah, I went for the reverse. I went for a Mainz 1-0 win. I spoke to Bo Henriksen last week, and that interview is now out on the Substack, right? And under his regime, Mainz are actually sixth, 1 point ahead of Bayern Munich. So if you just take out those two games ahead of them, they're actually sixth. And it's actually a similar record to a certain Sebastian Hoeneß last year at Stuttgart, which is fascinating. Yeah, I think that Mainz are going to make a big step here towards actually accomplishing some sort of miracle here and staying in the league, which I think I had my doubts ahead of the season, but I am a Henriksen believer, I guess, after I've spoken to him. He makes a lot of sense. It's a really long interview. There's some really good quotes in there. He explains why he believes in this. In fact, that's part of the headline of the article, right? And the way of the type of football that he likes to play, wants to play a different type of football than most Bundesliga teams, which also sounds familiar, right, Stefan? I mean, you know, he remarks that there's a lot of man-on-man action, a lot of counter-pressing, and finding methods against that is sort of his prerequisite. Of course, that takes time. But yeah, it was a really interesting piece anyways. And I think that Mainz, Freiburg are in an interesting place. They're already building the team for next year, right? They already have a new coach in place or lined up in Julian Schuster. And they were signing already new players and some very young, interesting players as well. But I feel like in a bit of a weird transition phase at the moment. And that's what makes me think that maybe Mainz will have a little bit more pressure going for them. To see this game through. So, yeah, I went for a narrow Mainz win here, 1-0 is my prediction. We'll see, and that's going to make things interesting, seeing how it's going to fall, right? So, yeah.
It's good to disagree from time to time.
Yeah, I mean, this match day, we have lots of different ones. Usually, they're pretty much in concurrence, but this match day, the dice, I guess, fell a little bit different on in our prediction, which is fine. Also, by the way, you're still beating me this season, so I need to have some swings going my way, which is fine. I guess that would draw us level after last year. All right. As always, this podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. And if you're wondering where you can check out whether Stefano and I are winning the prediction game, you have to head to Get German Football News. We'll post this podcast as well and our predictions and our little blurbs about our matches of the week. So please check out Get German Football News. It's a really, really good source for German football and English. And obviously, they've always been very kind to us with posting this podcast. So give that, check that out. And that is it from us this week. The various newsletters are out, the various podcasts are out, reaction shows, all that sort of stuff. Go and head to the Substack, plus the Substack chats, a really great function. If you're not a subscriber yet and you're looking for a Bundesliga community you can chat to, check that out as well. It's fantastic. It's a really, really, really good way of being part of a Bundesliga loving community. So yeah, it's great. Anyhow, that's it. Until next week, auf Wiedersehen.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.